This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Anytime you're going against a quarterback like Pat, you got to make sure that on the offensive side of the ball, you're doing everything right.
Listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. 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 Bring them out, bring them out.
Flacco back to pass, pocket collapsing, and it's picked off. Taron Johnson at the 22, working his way back, cuts it all the way across the field, has Rasul Douglas blocking, touchdown Buffalo! Hand off, no, it's a keeper for Allen, through the left side, 10, 5, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Steps up in the pocket, throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Yeah!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out,
it is
bring them out.
Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We made it to Friday. Joe's off today. Nate Geary is in. My name is Jeremy White. Josh Schmidt putting that together to open up the show and start your Football Friday right. Good morning, everyone. We made it. Only, I'll do some math here, Nate. We got 4 hours now, and then there's One Bills Live and the afternoon show, and then Saturday, and then you and I are pregame.
11.
Okay, hours.
Yes.
A lot of hours left.
29?
Hours of coverage, and yeah, like 70 hours, or I don't know. I don't do the math.
I'm not a math guy. Yeah.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Sabres won in overtime last night. That's fun, and that's great. Because they need wins and they're in a playoff race-ish. I mean, it's kind of a mess, but that's good news. So, you know, we'll touch on that a little bit. But it is Football Friday, and of course, we're gearing up for Bills Chiefs. Last night, Washington and Philly was not as good a game as maybe you would have wanted. I would have expected a little more from Washington, but, you know, hey, that's how it goes. So the Eagles look good. Their defense, man, Philadelphia's defense, that's a team that hit on a couple of draft picks and a couple of young additions to their secondary. The Eagles look, they looked apart right now. So maybe they'll get some credit to be in the NFL's elite. Like the Bills and Chiefs pretty much are universally considered to be. So one of the things about this game is, you know, I was listening, Amy Lawrence before us was talking about the games of the week, Nate. And she said it's between Bills Chiefs and Ravens Steelers. And I don't disagree with that. There are a couple other good ones, too. Chargers-Bengals is not bad, right? But one thing about this game for Bills-Chiefs that's different from a lot of the others, and it's not just this week, but most weeks, is that neither one of these teams needs to win it to be thought of as elite. They were already there, right?
Yeah.
Last week, Pittsburgh got a win over Washington, and to me, that's a good win. And if they are to follow that up with a win over Baltimore, the shows will ask, is Pittsburgh on the level? And for the Bills, I don't think that question gets asked. I think they're just kind of given that spot, right? Because the resume over the last however many years from the quarterback, from the coach. The Bills are in a spot that it is not surprising to find them once again.
Yeah, you know, and Pittsburgh, I'm sort of hoping for that run to end, but I'm also sort of rooting for them to beat the Ravens. That's going to be a really conflicting game for me on Sunday. Is it because I don't fear at all the Steelers whatsoever? And should I worry a little bit about the Steelers, or are they the exact same team that they were last year?
They're not. I'll tell you why they're different. Their offense is serious. For the first time in 8 years, I mean, this is not, oh, look at Pittsburgh with a dried-up Ben Roethlisberger. They're 11-0. Look at Pittsburgh. They've found a way to, you know, 6-3 with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. Like, they are real to me because they have an offense that's serious. So, to me, you know, that's what it is for me. And we talked about this Pittsburgh-Baltimore matchup with Scott Pianowski yesterday, and he brought up what I think is the right point. You think Pittsburgh-Baltimore, you think 16-13.
That's not going to be the case anymore.
No, yeah. This game should not be like that. This game should be the best these two offenses have maybe ever been. So I want to put it in the mix just because of the offense.
Do you think, too, that in a game like this, a divisional matchup, listen, every division game sort of has the same feel across the league, is even bad teams will play good games against division opponents, right? And that's why I think I should suspect the last three games of this year won't be a throwaway, because the Patriots are going to play the Bills hard in their final two games of the season, and maybe the Jets won't, because, you know, the Jets by then will probably have already given up if they haven't already. But I do view this game as, in referring to Steelers and Ravens, this will probably be the worst matchup for Baltimore all year, right? Like, because of the defense, because of T.J. Watt, because of Patrick Queen, frankly. I mean, he's turned into a pretty darn good linebacker for Pittsburgh. It's a pretty big signing for them. But to your point, right now, the Ravens are without Kyle Hamilton. And that defense, but with Kyle Hamilton on the field, was 32nd in the league against the pass. I think I saw a stat that the Ravens are giving up more yards through the air per game than the Kansas City Chiefs are giving up total yards per game. So, yeah, it's bad in Baltimore, and they're facing a team that's finally using their superstar wide receiver down the field, and all it took were those moonshots that Russell Wilson throws down the field that are kind of 50-50 balls, borderline 50-50 balls, to sort of unlock their superstar. So, yeah, their offense, and Najee Harris looks like a kind of a different player, because there's actually a threat of a pass. Yeah. I don't know. I still just can't get there with fully fearing the Steelers, but I do want to maybe just put in the caveat that if the Bills are a bad matchup, if the Ravens are a bad matchup for the Bills, I kind of feel the same conversation should probably be said about the Steelers against the Ravens, because I think the Steelers can match up with what they do defensively on offense. For the Steelers, they can be physical, but I think they can also score points and throw the football, and I don't think that's a good recipe for the Baltimore Ravens right now.
Yeah, it's one thing about like rivalries and playing a team a bunch of times. Like, this kind of has parallels to Bills-Chiefs, and might be one of the reasons that, you know, we can get into the discussion about how much you take away from this game. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, it is the 36th time Mike Tomlin has coached against John Harbaugh this week. 36.
That's too much. That's too much.
It is too much.
There should be term limits on that.
Meanwhile, for Sean McDermott and Andy Reid, it's the 8th time in 5 years. Actually, probably more than that. I'm trying to think back, like Tyrod would have coached. Yeah, so it's got to be 9 times in 6 years, because before Josh Allen was here, the Bills were playing the Chiefs regularly, and McDermott would have had one matchup with Tyrod in Kansas City where he would have beaten the Chiefs right after they lost to San Diego in the Peterman game, or L.A., or whoever they were. So these two have gone head-to-head many times. McDermott has plenty of wins, and, you know, I was thinking about, I was thinking about this game like I am all the time this week, and kind of digging into the psyche of a Bills fan that says, well, I don't think I'll learn anything from this game. I want to twist it around in a way and say that that's actually a compliment to Sean McDermott in a way, because it's a special purgatory Bills fans are in right now with this matchup, which is, you know, they can beat them and the playoffs are all that matter to you, but you know they can beat them. Right?
Yep.
Why do you know they can beat them?
Because they have.
Yes. And the funny thing is, Nate, I've been searching for the words to say this, and here it is, 6 a.m. on Football Friday, and I got to see if I can walk my way to it. But is Sean McDermott's, what is his best trait or his best quality? Is it that we know he can beat Mahomes?
Yeah.
He has. Who else has beaten Patrick Mahomes more than, I know they put on the screen, Josh Allen, 3 wins against Mahomes in the regular season. Those are McDermott wins, too. And other teams have great quarterbacks and go up against him. Maybe not the caliber of Josh Allen, but other teams have good quarterbacks. And McDermott does get those wins. So we've got this very strange life that we live where we need the guy that can beat the guy to prove he can beat the guy on a different day of the year. And other franchises might wonder if their coach can ever do it or if their team could really ever do it.
That's true. I think it's because, and I tried to articulate this on a podcast yesterday talking about this, Jeremy, and you know, basically I'm trying to explain away the apathy that I have for this game. I feel nothing towards it. I'm not even really that excited, to be honest. It's weird. I'm having a hard time getting here for the game because I think a lot of it is kind of what you explained, but it's sort of like they're the last hurdle. This has been a team, this franchise, the Bills, have been building towards beating. And the regular season wins, it looks like they know, they play differently, they coach differently. And then they get to the playoffs and they tighten up. And when the Kansas City Chiefs get to the playoffs, they play, both of these teams play different styles of play typically in the playoffs, right? The Bills in 2021 played the type of game that I think they have to try to get back to, which is being an absolute wagon on offense. Like 2021 to me was their, how do I want to put it? Like that was their moment in how they were playing and how they were succeeding and how they were winning games, right? And now they're doing the exact opposite. They are trying to take the air out of the ball. They're trying to run the football. They're trying to, that's not what the game plan called for in Kansas City in 2021. The 2021 called for, we're going to throw the football down the field and we are going to score points and as many points as we possibly can. And it's almost like they're scared to play that way. And Kansas City's not. Kansas City will, if you want Kansas City, Jeremy, to play the ground and pound game, they'll play it with you and they have confidence they'll beat you in it. The only team that has really forced them to play maybe a way that they didn't want to play or at least matched the level of play that they've been able to do is the Bills and I think the Cincinnati Bengals when it comes playoff time. They've been able to throw with the Kansas City Chiefs and score with the Kansas City Chiefs. In the last 2 matchups, Jeremy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Just really haven't, well, the last playoff matchup and the regular season matchup, they won. But I don't know, I kind of want to see what this team looks like, how they approach differently this year, the playoffs when it matters. And it's not to say that a week 10 or week 11, whatever week this is, game, with some implications of the first overall seed don't matter. But I also, maybe in my heart of hearts, Jeremy, maybe it's as simple as this. maybe this is just all a straw man argument for my lack of belief that there's a team capable of beating the Kansas City Chiefs twice in a season. I just don't think anybody's going to beat him twice. So don't beat him now. Don't waste the win. Like, go wait until January and beat him then. Because if you beat him now, they are the worst in that they will manufacture the dumbest chip on their shoulder, Jeremy. And all week it'll be, well, they beat us in the regular season and we got an axe to grind. I just don't even want to hear that crap. Like, I just want to say if they might not even play, Jeremy. They might not play in January. But I think there's a good chance they will.
I'm checking to see. When the Bengals knocked them out in the AFC Championship,
it was defense.
But had they played that year before?
They played in the regular season towards the end of the year, did they not? And Cincinnati beat them.
They did.
In the regular season,
No.
Is that a different year?
The Bengals beat them twice in a month.
Yes.
Yeah. 34-31 and then 27-24.
Yep. And then they haven't beat them since.
That is, they beat them the next year.
Did they?
Yes, 27-24.
In the regular season, but then lost in the playoffs?
Yes, they lost they lost the game in the playoffs with the kick that came because of roughing the passer out of bounds. You know, shocker, the Chiefs got a call. all right, 803-0550 is our number. See, I struggle with the whole you're not going to beat them twice. I struggle in a big way with don't waste the win now, because to my brain, that sounds irrational.
It does, doesn't it?
It's the one thing.
I'm sorry for my irrationality.
It's all right. I mean, we're allowed to have rational opinions. But it's the one thing where, you know, anytime I hear someone say, well, I would rather, it's like, you don't get to choose. This is not, we're not making a bargain. I'm not offering you pizza or steak, and you're like, I'll take this one.
Jeremy,
like,
I am willing to make a bargain, though. I mean, like, I don't want to take that off the table.
Every Bills fan would, of course, say, I'll take a loss here if it means a win in January. But isn't it more likely? I mean, I'm thinking about football matchups and schemes. And, you know, John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin maybe are a point for this. Maybe when there's 36 times you've played one another, you can't learn anything new. Or maybe in the 37th time, you have Russell Wilson, and all of a sudden John Harbaugh is not defending him the same way because Russell Wilson is not Kenny Pickett or whoever else the Steelers have rolled out forever. Because one thing about this Bills offense, I mean, you can make a lot about the defense as well. One thing about the Bills offense is that this Bills offense looks nothing like the Bills offenses that these teams have played in the playoffs mostly. Last year in the playoffs is kind of like a hybrid. It was on its way to what it is right now. And now I think that the short passing game for Josh Allen, the protect the football Josh Allen, not that that's ever been a problem against Kansas City in the playoffs. He protects the ball against them just fine. The diversified run game. You know, Nate, I had the stat that I've been going to all week that when these two teams play, Allen runs it double-digit times. He's done it five times in a row. And baked into that is he's been their leading ball carrier like six out of seven times they've played. And what are the chances that that happens this time? Is it zero? There's no chance he has the most carries based on what this offense wants to be. But you know, what's the best way to beat them? Like, let's talk matchups today. Let's talk about how the Bills get the win. What's the best way to beat them? Is it to run, control the clock, something that they did in the playoff game? They were with the ball, with a chance to win, which is something you might take every single time against this Kansas City team. I don't know what the right plan is. I always want them to be aggressive and winging the ball around the field, but I feel like that's that era of the Bills is, whether it's paused or it's gone, it's just different now.
But do you, I guess where I need to be with the Bills to feel like I'm going to feel the same way that I felt in 2021, which is I think the Bills should win the Super Bowl, is I need to know that if there's a game that requires you to play, I just want to know that the Bills are capable, but more important, willing to play however they need to play to win, and that they can play however they need to play. If they have to get into a shootout where they're going to throw the ball 45, 50 times a game, I want to know that they can and are willing to do it. And we haven't had to see that this year yet. They've come back, but you know, like week one they came back against there. By the way, I just want to make a note of this. I'm happy the Bills got Arizona early in the season. I just want to maybe note that. They look kind of like a dangerous team.
It's a much different team.
Yeah. They're a different team.
Then again, the Bills are a different team than they were at the beginning of the season just because of the way that they have a little bit more from Keon Coleman, although he's out of this game, and Amari Cooper. Like to me, Cooper is a big, big part of what you're talking about, what you want to see.
Yeah.
Cooper's a huge part of that.
Yeah, and I guess I'm of the mind it's not that I don't like the way that they play now. I think they found what they want, right? They found a little bit of multiplicity to their offense. They can run traditionally, to your point. They don't have to run Josh Allen. Josh Allen doesn't have to be everything. And they were eventually going to have to find this to be their foundation. Their foundation was going to have to be, it can't all be Josh Allen. And they have at least found that foundation. But I also just need to know that if they need to, that they can go head-to-head with a team and just score points and outscore somebody. Because the Bills defensively, Jeremy, are going to be probably pretty hot and cold this year. There's going to be stretches where they're really good, and then they're going to go through some stinker stretches. And I think that there's more variability in this defense and their performance week to week than I've maybe grown accustomed to. And because of that, I don't know that I want to be able to go into a playoff game and think to myself, this is going to come down to which defense can get stops. Because I don't really think I want to live there in January.
803-0550 is our phone number. I think you and I are kind of aligned on what the defense looks like right now. We'll get to that a little bit more. Let's make some calls in here. Paul in Buffalo is first up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, boys, good morning. With the Bills and the Chiefs, Jeremy, I've talked about before, I feel the Chiefs are lucky like my old Yankees dynasty team was lucky. But now I've seen my first crack in that luck, and losing Harrison Butker is a big deal, and it will be a big deal in the playoffs because this is a Kansas City team that has scrambled to win games, even though they are undefeated, and that is going to bite them at some point. I am sure of it. There is a crack in that armor. We'll see how it plays out. I'm more interested in what I saw from the Sabres last night right now. I saw a fully healthy Dahlin, which I think I've seen for about six or seven games now, and if you look at his stats over that span, that's a Norris Trophy defenseman. And I saw fully healthy Zach Benson last night. He's got three things I love. That kid has moxie, he's got hockey IQ, and he's got skills. You could put the number 48 on him, and if he speared someone in the groin, you'd say he's totally Danny Briere. Yeah. That's the only thing he hasn't done that is Briere-like, is be a little dirty. I love that kid. I can't wait to see him age and mature into who he's going to become, because he looks like a big hit. Got to say it. So let's go, Sabres. You're one game from being above real 500. You can do it, and you can wait for Tage to get healthy, because I think you got your superstar defenseman, and I think you got an emerging young star. I think we saw the workhorse from Whitehorse last night. Yeah. Now, I would have loved for him to score a goal at the 11-minute mark of the first period.
That goal getting disallowed
was garbage.
It's
that was
a travesty. Garbage. Yep. Absolutely.
That was an NFL referee call. It was so bad.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks,
Paul. I mean, like, over-under on penalties for the Bills game, 25.
Yeah, we got to get into the numbers of the officials. Thanks, Paul. A quick couple Sabres things. Benson is awesome.
He's great.
He's absolutely awesome. To me, like the next core of the Sabres, I felt this way about Paterka last year. Like he's my favorite player to watch every night. And Benson has taken a step to be that. He was always kind of fun to watch. But, man, he's putting it together. Benson is just great. And that win last night is very big for them. The disallowed goal, I mean, I'm not the one to talk to on this, because I'll just rant for hours about how we have absolutely lost the plot in sports on penalties, on replays, on rules officials, stopping a game for 7 minutes so a rules official could come on and not tell you what the actual ruling should be, just walk around it for a while. A disaster. Cousins should have scored a goal. It was a great shift. He got robbed of that. We got robbed of that as well. The Butker point, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to mention, too, from my takeaway from last night's game, is yes, Benson's great, and yes, Dahlin had a heck of a game and gets the game winner. I am fully on the please do not get past November without getting Ryan McLeod extended.
Yeah.
Because the longer you wait on that, the higher his per year number is going to be. He's a player. He's getting his first opportunity to be a feature player, and all he's done since the start of the season is show you that he's more than a third line center. Then he gets into a second line role, and then yesterday, I mean, that pass to Tuck is skilled and as heady as you're going to get, and like the speed and the defensive metrics, which have always been great, now the offensive touch, like that's a very good hockey player. That trade is by far and away, now that the bar is low because there hasn't been many of them, it's the best player acquisition in the Kevin Adams era. Like, don't mess it up by letting him become a $10 million player or something for somewhere else.
803-0550. We've got some Bills calls to get to. We'll get to those right on the other side. Mike, Anthony, stick with me. You got to help me as Nate tries to tell me this game is meaningless.
Meaningless.
Meaningless. Absolutely insanity. Absolute nuts. Beyond nuts. The CBS crew is going on the road for the first time ever for a meaningless game. Man, I have been telling everybody that calls in Kansas City, they have me on the show and say, what's Buffalo's vibe? I'm like, you got some crazy people that say the game means nothing. Anyway, we'll talk about it with you, 803-0550. What's the path to victory? What's your vibe for it? Jeremy and Nate in for Joe here on a Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car Crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.